Oh my gosh, budgeting is wild. I am trying to make progress every day. I am, as you guys know, like deeply into rebuilding my finances. It is very hard to keep motivated, but I am constantly looking at the numbers, constantly like looking at ways to cut stuff, and I'm looking for new ways to save. And when I do, I can find my financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I have constantly had to deal with overdraft fees my entire life. When I first learned what they were upon getting my first bank account, it was a very rude awakening. I also learned about something when I was writing my book, where a lot of banks take out money from your account in the order that makes you have overdraft fees, which is so unfair. But Chime allows you an overdraft of up to $200 with no fees. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps you make progress with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit. Set up direct deposit into your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Hoo-ah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with Gabby Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Bad with Money. I'm Gabby Dunn. I am your host. This is a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. And this week is full of feelings. I first saw Stephanie Dworak's story on CNN. Stephanie is someone who has been very vocal about the costs, both emotional and financial, of her abortion. And so I really, really wanted to have her on the show, and I felt her story was incredibly important. We did an episode about the costs of childcare. It was a listener write-in episode. You can go back and listen to that. But I wanted to talk specifically about the costs of abortion. And Stephanie is just an amazing guest. I encourage you to really sit with her words And this is one of my favorite episodes that we've ever done. One of the most real interviews that we've ever done on the show. So take this in. And if you have anyone in your life who is anti-choice, I encourage you to forward this to them. Here's Stephanie. Can you tell my audience a little bit about who you are and how you got connected to me?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Stephanie Dworek. I'm a listener of the podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So I am a huge fan of yours. And when I saw/heard that you were interested in doing stories about the costs of abortion and pregnancy, then I thought my story would be an interesting one to share because I do have excellent health insurance, but I did have to travel last fall for a late-term abortion, and it was very expensive, and it took a lot of privilege and a lot of hoops to jump through. So I thought it would be an interesting story to tell. I do have full-time employment. Both my husband and I do, and we have incredibly generous health insurance through our employer. We work for the same company. Full disclosure, I only pay $99 every other week for a family of three with a $300 deductible and $1,000 out-of-pocket max. So we've got really good coverage for what we pay. And even with that, I ended up spending, it was at 12 weeks, I got a test, like an ultrasound done to look for possible abnormalities, and they detected some type of growth or issue with the baby's abdomen. So this was at 12 weeks and 5 days. Okay. We found out there was something called an omphalocele. And at that point, they asked right away, do you want to terminate or do you want to run more tests? And because I have really good insurance, I said, let's run the tests. Let's see what happens. Abortion's legal till 22 weeks in the state of Nebraska. So maybe we'll be okay. So over the course of the next 7 weeks, my husband and I both had multiple blood tests done, several ultrasounds. I had an amniocentesis, which is where they actually pull amniotic fluid from your uterus. That was a very long and uncomfortable needle. But all said and done, even with my insurance, we spent about $900 in additional tests over those 7 weeks before determining that ultimately the defects were of an extent that the baby was truly incompatible with life. And I was also in danger. So we chose to terminate. And yeah,
this was a situation where you already had one child, and this was something that you had planned for, because something that came up in our episode about childcare was like, you know, oh my God, it's so expensive and you have to prepare for all these things. So this was like a baby that you had like completely prepared for.
Yes, absolutely. We already have one daughter who is, she just turned 4 a couple weeks ago, but she would have been 3 at the time. So she's in full-time daycare, preschool, whatever you want to call it, because my husband and I both work, but we still wanted to have one more child, and then we would call it at that point. So yeah, childcare costs, we were fully prepared to pay for daycare for two kids. Like, that is something that we were budgeting for and ready for, but a lot of those costs ended up going towards the termination of the pregnancy and honestly drained our savings.
You find out that this is what's going on. You find out that also, you know, that your life is in danger. So what is the next step?
So this is where it gets really complicated, because when we talk about these abortion laws and abortion bans is what they are. They say that, oh, it's okay. You can terminate so long as the pregnant person's life is in danger, but they mean that very literally. So I would have to be actively bleeding out with my O2 stats dropping in the process of dying, not just, hey, we can tell that you are developing symptoms that could lead to fatal complications. So that line's not enough. So because of that, I was not able to get the abortion done in the state of Nebraska, which is where I live. Even with that, I mean, these laws are so much more complicated than Republicans make them out to be.
Yeah. So you thought, well, okay, Nebraska will like surely allow this. And the hospital's asking you, do you want to terminate, as if that's something that they could just like have done?
That was kind of the impression I got. Yeah. Was that like, it was just something that would be handled between me and my doctor. I saw two high-risk specialists at one hospital that totally made it sound like, yeah, no problem, we can get you taken care of. But the laws, again, are not that simple. So once I did make the choice, my doctor emailed me a PDF of clinics in Nebraska and surrounding states and informed me to let him know once the appointment was set and he would fax over all of my medical information. And that was all he could do.
Oh my God.
He was like most medical procedures. If you need to be referred to another doctor, your doctor does that for you and they send all the stuff and they take all that stress off of you. But with abortion, that is not the case. They cannot assist.
Yeah. So then you had to travel. What did everything run you? And like, where were places where you noticed like, I'm getting to do this and someone else will definitely not be able to do this?
Right away, the privilege came out because the fact that I had to read those documents myself and make those phone calls myself is a form of privilege. I speak English and I can read complicated documents and I have the ability to make a phone call and understand that I'm on the phone with a true abortion clinic and not a fake crisis pregnancy center. And I have a driver's license to be able to travel interstate via car or plane. So right there. Just those things alone, the fact that I could understand what I was getting myself into and be able to freely travel is a massive amount of privilege and a huge cost that a lot of people don't have. As far as the money, we tried to go to a clinic in Iowa, but their ultrasound machine was calibrated in a way that read me 1 week further along than I was, which put me 1 day too far along to get the abortion. So they took that was $250 for that appointment.
Oh my God.
For one ultrasound and them to tell me, sorry, we can't help you. Have a good day. Plus we had booked a hotel in Iowa City for 2 nights. So then we were just out the money for that hotel. So part one was that travel cost. And, you know, we had to find care for a 3-year-old while this was happening. So we had family watching her and getting her to and from preschool. So that right there was around $600, just completely wasted. Then we had to go to Colorado, which that is where the costs really, really started adding up. So I did break down everything earlier and the tests alone, as I said, were around $900. So that was just for the like tests. The rental car to get us from Denver to Boulder cost us $670 between the rental and then the tolls that we had to pay between Denver and Boulder. We needed flights to Denver for me and my husband and then my daughter as well. So that was about $700 in flights. And then the hotel for 4 nights was about $800. So right there is, you know, almost $2,000 just for the travel aspect. And that's not factoring in the fact that since you are traveling and staying in a hotel, you're eating out for every single meal, Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to go out and do stuff. You're in another city, so you may as well make the best of it when you can, I guess. So those are costs that I didn't even bother factoring in. But then the procedure itself was $4,000 cash.
I'm sorry, what?
$4,000. And that's on the low end, actually. That is on the low end of the cost of the procedure. I was 23 weeks along. That is an important clarifier. By the time I got my diagnosis at 19 weeks, was able to find an appointment in Iowa that fell through and then get to Colorado, I had neared 23 weeks in pregnancy. So yeah, it was $4,000. And technically, when I say cash, I theoretically probably could have given them a credit card because I did put it on my debit card. So their reader would not have known the difference. But then I have to deal with the interest rates of a $4,000 mm-hmm. payment on a credit card. And mm-hmm. that adds up way faster than anything else.
Wow. I mean, while all of this was happening, this was while Roe was legal.
Correct. Correct. Roe was still in place at this point.
So was any of this, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel like it's so, you might feel like this is so surreal. I'm in some kind of weird fever nightmare.
I think that is a really good way to put it because I was under the impression that I would be safe. You know, Nebraska has abortion legal up to 22 weeks, but it turns out we have two clinics in the entire state, and one of them only does first trimester abortions, and the other one is carrying the capacity for the entire state. So there is just a true lack of appointments and access. So I tried to get the appointment done here. There just wasn't time. By the time I called them, they were like, "We're so sorry. We will not be able to get you in for an appointment before you are past the 22-week point."
So you did a segment for CNN, I think. And
yes,
it was so moving. I think you were a great example because you are an example of what the conservatives want, right? You're married to a man.
Exactly. We did it in the quote unquote right order that they want us to. We got mm-hmm. married. And then after we got married, we bought a house. Like, we're homeowners. Mm-hmm. We pay property taxes. Mm-hmm. Then we had the baby. Mm-hmm. We did it the way they want us to.
Yes. You planned for this second child. You are a situation where your baby's life was in danger and your life was in danger. Like, you are the typical, you don't have any of the markers that Republicans could be like, "What about this? What about this?" And so I feel like that's like an incredibly important reason to share your story, because I feel like there's nothing to say back to you.
That is why I share my story. Who's going to fight me? Who's going to sit there and say that I deserved any of this? But that is why I tell it, because these bans affect people that want their pregnancies, mm-hmm. you know, and they negatively impact people who can't have these kinds of pregnancies. Mm-hmm. If people don't have the $6,000 that I needed to be able to get to Colorado and get the procedure
you would have died.
Done, I would have died, but also those people can't afford prenatal care. Mm-hmm. There's so much that they can't afford. Proper prenatal care, proper postnatal mm-hmm. care, quality child care. Mm-hmm. It puts people into this extreme cycle of poverty.
Right.
Even because they couldn't afford the 600.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. I don't know if you know, but I'm a business myself, and I have to run everything on my own, and it is very difficult, especially to deliver you a product such as this podcast. Luckily, I have Melissa to help me, and we want to keep all the money that we make. So how do we do that? NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit from NetSuite. Everything is so expensive. How do I boost performance? How do I pay everyone? How do I cut costs? There you go. You want inventory? You want financial systems in the cloud? You got it, baby. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring in one place so easy. Like, think about how much you have to do in order to hire someone and how much you have to gather, plus scheduling, plus messaging. Like, if I was looking to hire someone, I would feel that it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish that I could use Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I have been using Mint to manage my finances, but bad news. Mint has shut down, but here's the good news. There's a better alternative, Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarch.com/badmoney. It is very stressful, confusing, and time-consuming to manage my finances. I try all the apps, as you guys know, and I've just been like flighty with them. They've never stuck. But now I have Monarch, and it is easy to use. It has powerful features like collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, product improvements. It's just been really helpful to see everything laid out and especially be able to collaborate if I want to. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Yeah, we've talked about that a lot here. Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and reoccurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Of course, I've been frustrated in the past with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads. So was Monarch. So they built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. We never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's MONARCHMONEY. .com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial.
$100 I needed the first time I attempted this. Even a few hundred dollars is unattainable for so many people.
Yeah.
And if those people don't have $600 to get an abortion, they definitely don't have the money for any of the costs that go with pregnancy and parenthood.
Yeah.
And pregnancy doesn't end at birth. It's been almost a year since my abortion. And because of the point I was at in pregnancy, I had full postpartum symptoms.
Yeah.
So I did have to get medicated for postpartum depression and anxiety. My hair did fall out, and now I've got, you know, weird baby hair regrowth. My skin is still recovering. I have acne like I haven't had since high school because my hormones are just off. And the costs of pregnancy are not just in doctor's appointments and co-pays. It's getting to and from those appointments and affording the medications you need to keep yourself and the baby healthy, and the cost of the hospital stay and follow-up care for the infant, because you can't just not take a baby to the doctor.
Right.
It's never ending. It's an extremely expensive and physically and emotionally taxing event that mm-hmm. does not stop at the 40-week mark. Mm-hmm. It continues for long past that. Mm-hmm. And the amount of privilege it took me to get to that point in pregnancy and be able to terminate it and come home is huge. Mm-hmm. I work for an incredibly progressive company, and they gave me 3 weeks of paid time off. It was bereavement leave. So this did not even come out of my traditional paid time off or sick leave balance.
Yeah.
Because they're progressive and they understood what I was going through. But so many companies would absolutely not do the same.
No.
I didn't even talk about the childcare costs, the fact that she was still in preschool, that we had to recruit multiple family members to help out with her. I mean,
yeah.
So the financial and emotional burden can go on and on and on and on and on. It does not end.
Yeah. One thing that also stuck out to me so much is in the CNN piece was you talking about what do you do now that Roe is gone and you want to have your second child. So can you talk a little bit about how that's changed for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do want a second child. I still want that, you know, weird little American dream of our, you know, 2.5 children, ha ha ha. I guess the 0.5 are the cats, right?
Yeah.
And we do very much want another child, but with having had such a high risk pregnancy, the tests all came back inconclusive. We still don't know what led to our baby having the defects that he did. They said it was just kind of a 1% chance that it could have happened. And the odds are the same that it'll happen again. And that gets phrased to me in such a positive light of, well, it's only a 1% chance that it'll happen again. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but it already did. Mm-hmm. That 1% already happened. Mm-hmm. So who's to say it won't happen again? Or who's to say I don't have a miscarriage and have to deal with whatever the fallout of that may be. Mm-hmm. In Nebraska, they just charged a 17-year-old girl and her mother with aiding and abetting abortion. I can't think of what the official charges are, mm-hmm. but a 17-year-old girl and her mother were charged with murder for her mother obtaining abortion pills past Nebraska's point of abortion being legal. And a friend was with her when she was talking about it and went to the authorities, and they got a search warrant for her Facebook and went through her Facebook messages and arrested her. They're like, a 17-year-old and her mother are being charged in Nebraska.
Oh my God.
For an illegal abortion. And they wouldn't have to go sniffing through my Facebook. You know, my name and my face are very out there on the topic of abortion. So even if I had a miscarriage, I would be worried that the authorities would come after me and be like, well, can you prove it was only a miscarriage? If I have marijuana, if I test positive for marijuana that I hadn't taken in, you know, if I had taken an edible 3 weeks prior and then have a miscarriage, oh, there it is. They could charge me.
Yeah. I mean, the fear of this happens again, Roe is overturned, you can't
I mean, is the other option you just die?
Maybe. Or go severely into, I mean, go into debt to take out loans to get to Colorado, where they have promised abortion will remain safe and legal. But also, Colorado can't service all 50 states.
Right.
The wait times are going to continue to extend and the price continues to go up, and it cripples people.
Yeah.
I've spoken with someone in the past who went to the same clinic that I did not have the procedure completed at that clinic because they had some other medical issues. So they had to go back to their home state for the delivery process.
Oh my God.
But I want to say that it cost them $15,000 compared to my four.
Oh my God.
They were at the 32-week mark at that point or something like that. I can't remember, and it's not my story to tell, but I do remember the $15,000 being their cost. And I think they just asked a bunch of family members, like, help us. This is what we need.
How has this affected, like you guys said that it cleared your savings. What's been the long-term effects of paying for all this?
It did pretty much wipe out the savings that we had at that point. We have money in other places because we have stock options through our company. And I mean, they're low right now because the economy sucks, but we have, so we've got some stock options that in a pinch we could sell those. And I guess I did in a tragic but good turn of events, my grandfather passed away last year. So I received a few thousand dollars from his estate that was able to help us recover.
We live in a garbage dystopia.
Oh, and really, I only got that part because my dad passed away 3 years ago. So when my dad passed away, my grandpa rewrote his
Stephanie!
Will. I know. It's so dystopian, but it's like, oh, how lucky am I that my dad and my grandpa died so I can have some money. And it
for
wasn't
my
much.
Abortion. That for cost my abortion. $4,000. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's insane. What a sentence. Thank God my dad died 3 years ago so that when my grandpa died, I got money to financially recover from my abortion.
That would have killed me otherwise, maybe.
That's a sentence that exists in America today. A true statement. It's crazy. It really is. And to have the financial burden on top of it being a decision we didn't want to make. We wanted the baby. We absolutely would have rather had the baby. My daughter would rather have her mother. So we made the choice we had to. And how would that have affected her life had the baby been born? Because he would have lived for an undetermined period of time, but in the NICU. And I have friends who their firstborn was actually born days ahead of mine, but had some similar defects to what my baby was dealing with. And their 3 weeks in the NICU was over $1 million billed to insurance.
Oh my God.
It's like, so what am I, I mean, yeah, okay, I spent $6,000 to travel and get an abortion. Who knows what I would have spent for the costs of the undetermined NICU stay. There was no winning here. I was going broke either way. It was just a matter of, at least in this instance, I was able to go broke and start to recover. Where had I gone with the NICU, I'm staying broke and that could affect my daughter's financial future. I would have had to potentially kill her. What college savings we do have for her would have gone towards her younger brother's care and funeral costs.
And funeral costs, exactly. And also the emotional toll on you, forcing you to finish out a pregnancy that you know isn't going. I mean, that's just like,
it's a war crime.
Yeah.
Forced pregnancy is a war crime, and America has no problem carrying that out on their own citizens.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We had a lot of people write in about pregnancy and childcare, but I felt we didn't have enough stories of abortion, especially in light of Roe and in terms of just how you came here with the cost broken down, ready to go.
I was absolutely. I mean, like I said, I'm a fan of the pod, so I knew what to come in here with. And yeah, it was $2,000 in travel, $4,000 for the abortion. And then I did pay an additional $125 to have my baby cremated and get an urn for him. So that was the most affordable part, was the $125 there.
I'm so sorry. And I'm so sorry that you have to sort of like flay yourself publicly in order for people to understand.
It shouldn't be this complicated, but I spoke about the privilege it took me to even get the procedure earlier. Mm-hmm. And I think I have an insane amount of privilege here. I have a story that is palatable to even the most anti-abortion people. Additionally, I'm lower middle class in a cishet presenting marriage. Mm-hmm. Like they don't love that I'm covered in tattoos and have blue hair. But aside from that, the anti-abortion people can't really argue with me.
Yeah. They hate tattoos and colorful hair. Let me tell you what
God, they really hate tattoos and colorful hair. They sure do. And then here I am. Crusading through this movement. But what it really did come down to is no, my husband is white. I am white passing. We are in a cishet presenting marriage. Mm-hmm. And that matters. You know, we're mm-hmm. homeowners and pay property taxes. What more mm-hmm. could they want from us? And yet I still had to jump through a million hoops, bend over backwards and drain my savings.
I can't thank you enough for coming on. Where can people find like more of your work?
I'm on all social media at Steph Dank. It's StephDenk. It's my social media handle, since we don't want to admit how long I've been on social media. We'll leave it at that, because then I'm going to age myself.
Are there other like groups or something that you've worked with or that have reached out to you that might be good for the listener to know?
The Omaha Women's March is a huge one, as well as Planned Parenthood Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I do occasionally will get like retweeted by Megan Hunt. She is a state senator out of Nebraska who is an absolute powerhouse in the world of abortion. Her efforts absolutely blocked an almost total abortion ban. She filibustered for 8 hours on the floor to block an abortion ban in Nebraska. So yeah, Omaha Women's March, I work with a lot and we'll do speeches with them. I cannot recommend the organization Shout Your Abortion enough. Mm-hmm. They're a wonderful mm-hmm. org, but Twitter is the main spot where I do a lot of retweets of mm-hmm. pro-abortion groups there via like Rewire News Group, Physicians for Reproductive Health, mm-hmm. a lot of places there. So I don't publish a lot of original work, but I do talk about abortion endlessly on both Twitter and my Instagram stories.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Gabby. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a total honor. Like I said, huge fan of the pod, and my husband is in love with your theme song. So.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to my listeners for allowing Stephanie the space to share her story. It needs to be shared everywhere. You can write into the show at gabbyisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also leave me a voicemail at 844-474-4040. You can also leave a voice memo if you prefer to the email address. We are on Discord, TikTok, Instagram, and Patreon. Links to all of those will be in the description below. Please leave a 5-star Apple review and listen to the show the day it drops so we can get on the charts and spread the word. Also, Stephanie talked about the organization Shout Your Abortion. Please, please, please go check them out. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, love you guys. Bye.
Done. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons.
And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.